How's the past 3 days been on the hamstring? No issues coming up again?
No issues. So far, so good. I felt good out there today. I got a little work in yesterday. I felt good. So far, so good.
So the plan is to go 2 quarters and tomorrow night without any issues? I'm sorry, not tomorrow night, Saturday night.
Actually, I'm going three. Yeah.
How excited are you, Jason, to see the offense now that you have the quarterback, you're back, kind of seeing what this thing's going to look like when it starts for real? You get a glimpse of that Saturday. Is that exciting?
Man, I'm very excited just to get back on the field. I hadn't been out there in over a year, you know, since I got injured. I'm just excited to get back out there and run around.
Jason, how does this offense fit Michael Vick's skill set?
It definitely fit his skill set because it's a read option offense. You read defensive ends, the tackles, you read linebackers, you run past, you know, offense. So it fit Mike real well.
How does it fit your particular skills?
I mean, quick, dominant on the run blocks. It's hard for a defensive end, you know, when I block down, not to, you know, close the gap. And, you know, as he does that, you know, Mike going to be reading him. So it's gonna definitely help me in reading me and the defensive end when he closes on me.
I mean, everybody talks about how the linemen, especially the big guys on the team, are going to be tested because it's so fast. Have you had to get better shape, and how have you been able to do that?
Most definitely. I'm still working on that. It's definitely quick, fast. I'm going to have to get out there and, you know, get a feel for it. Because I play so fast, so hard, you know. You know, you only can go so long, so you got to get your body in shape. So that's what I'm going to do Saturday. And I've been doing since, you know, day one of training camp.
How have you been able to maintain your cardio?
Just getting there on the bike. You know, I go an hour on the bike, hour on the elliptical. I do abs and pool work. So just trying to keep the cardio right. I think so. I played with one similar to this when, you know, Sean Andrews and all those guys are here. Jamal Jackson, Nick, Max. But besides that, you know, this is one of the athletic lines I didn't play with. One of the most athletic lines I didn't play with.
What do you notice in Adelaine so far?
Athletic guy, willing to learn. He's gonna be a great right tackle, left tackle, whatever they put him at.
What's the process for you getting the call, the line call about what you need to do on any specific play?
It's kind of on us. The tackles make some of the calls or most of the calls. We got to look at the defense and, you know, make our call and get the play going. So it starts with us.
And there are a lot of plays where you're just executing the run block even if they throw the screen outside or whatever the quarterback decides, right?
Whatever you decide, sometimes you don't even know. You're just blocking the play they call and go with it. You look up, the receiver running down the sideline, so you just execute the play that's called.
Do you think the league is going to be surprised by your offense? Is going to be shocked? I mean, we don't know how much of this we've even seen.
I think they're going to be shocked, but as the league, you know, as the year goes on, people are going to try to game plan for it and get adjusted to it. But they're going to be shocked the first couple weeks, coming at them quick, fast. So, you know, we're going to see.
If you were a defense, would you blitz just to see what happens? Would you blitz a lot?
I mean, they're going to start off blitzing us. But once we start, you know, executing plays and getting back to the line of scrimmage, they're going to not blitz as much, I think. So, you know, we're just going to have to get out there and see what they do.
A tough time of evaluating Michael Vick's play from last year because of everything that was going on around and the offensive line and some of the guys that were missing there. How do you see it from your vantage point about the difficulties that he was up against and how much of it was him and how much of it was?
Man, I view Mike as a Pro Bowler. You see what he did when he had his offensive line? He got the big contract, went to the Pro Bowl. You know, if you ain't got your offensive line as a quarterback, you know, your play going to drop a little bit. So that's what happened last year. He didn't have his offensive line. Then, you know, he was fumbling the ball also. So, and that all comes with not having your starters protecting you. So I evaluate him as, you know, Mike, if we give him time, he going to make plays.
With the emphasis on the run game and a lot of those screens, is it easier to be an offensive lineman in this scheme than an AB scheme?
I think so, because we saw a fast-paced offense. The D-line, you know, tends not to rush as hard. So we're going to have to run some of them screens earlier before they get too tired.
How good can LeSean be in this offense with this offensive line? What are your expectations for him in the run?
He's definitely going to be over 1,000 yards earlier than he has been. because the defensive line, if the linebackers are going to be, you know, winded, and we steady going to be pushing on the D-line. So I think he's going to break out early this year.
Was the hamstring related at all to the injury?
I don't think so. I just kind of tweaked it, you know, going up to the linebackers, exploding into him, and I just, you know, took it easy. Didn't want to, you know, hurt it no more than it was. But now, you know, I'm back. I'm going to be out there Saturday running around.
So there's no concern with any, you know, leg injuries going forward because of that?
Oh, no. None at all.
Now that everyone's back healthy, what are your expectations for this offensive line?
Man, try to be the best. Try to give up the least sacks ever in Eagles history. That's the first goal, and try to get a championship. You know, we got an athletic line, and, you know, if we come together, we're going to win games because it's going to start with us.
Okay. Thank you.